Welcome back to the broadcast, friends. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 800-313-9443. So how come I'm the only one on the planet Earth who's naming the name of the witch who's issuing the arrest order? Karen McDonald, Judge, the Honorable Judge Karen McDonald. She's doing the honorable thing and forcing a woman to have 9 doses of different vaccines with all the different antigens and all the different adjuvants in there. Because there's different vaccine manufacturers. They put different stuff in there. It's all toxic. And she's forcing this woman, and she's the Honorable Judge Karen McDonald. And the most bothersome thing to me is nobody else has enough guts to name her. They're just cowardly walking away with their, like, non-reporters. I mean, really, is this, I'm looking at, I don't see any other reporters. You got it here and that's it. I'm not bragging, but I'm the only one who's, I had to go dig deep for her name. None of the other broadcasts had it. They did not. One of them said Judge Karen McDonald is issuing an arrest order for Rebecca Brito for failing to comply with the court order to vaccinate her 9-year-old son. They couldn't even say that. You got to be kidding me. Where's the spine, the lack of backbone, the lack of courage? It's scary. There's not many people with any courage out there in the broadcasting business. Her name's Karen McDonald. She formerly worked with Bodman, LLP, formerly. She didn't leave there, trust me. You don't leave your law firm to go become a judge. You get promoted out of the law firm into your judgeship, and you become an integral high-level partner of that law firm. In Rochester, New York, Judge Edmund Calvaruso still lists his name on the header of Gallo and Yuk Evangelo, the public administrator that the court uses to appoint over everybody's estate that comes through the courts. So, and it says, the Honorable Edmund Calvaruso, surrogate court, New York Unified Court System of New York State, right on the Gallo and Yuk Evangelo header. He's appointing attorneys from his own law firm, where he's a senior partner, from the bench. He's appointing attorney his own law firm over people's estates and taking 5%, 10%, 15%. They used to take everything until they passed some statutes because they were ripping off millions of dollars from people, the attorneys were. All the Judge Calvaruso would have to do is pass one ruling. The estate can be accessed to pay legal fees, and then the attorneys would come in and clean it out. They did it into the hundreds of millions with Farish and other people and left the heirs to these massive fortunes in upstate New York, left them nothing. So this is what happens when you allow attorneys to begin in positions of judgeships in the judiciary, and that's all of them are attorneys, and when you allow attorneys to get in the positions of the legislature that passes the laws that the judges enforce. So this wicked witch, Karen McDonald, out of Michigan, Oakland County, Michigan, by her firm is Bodman LLP. You want to guess who Bodman's main, their, what would I call it, their flagship client, the one they brag about on the internet? Comerica Bank. Comerica has helped establish the first national bank, one of our early banks in this country, and then merged it in 1933. And this Comerica Bank is the largest commercial banker in the United States. I did not know that. Did anybody want to take a guess? Okay, so her, Karen McDonald's big main star flagship client, Comerica Bank, their biggest, baddest account. Want to guess who are the institutional holders of Comerica Bank? Okay, now see if some of these names sound familiar or not. From our previous list, Vanguard, BlackRock, 8th Street Management, Invesco, J.P. Morgan Chase, Millennium, Ameriprise, Teachers Advisors, Northern Trust, Goldman Sachs owns 1,810,495 shares of Comerica Bank, Judge Karen McDonald's biggest client. And don't think she ever has left that law firm. You can bet your money she's going to go right back with them or somebody else after her term as a judge. Goldman Sachs, Bank of New York Mellon, Manufacturers Life, Citadel Advisors, Massachusetts Financial Services, Bank of America, Bank of Montreal, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, California Public Employees Retirement System, New York Common Retirement Fund, Citigroup, Korea Investment Corporation. I wonder if that's the South Korea. I guess so. Mitsubishi Trust, Wells Fargo, California. Did you get that? She's got foreign entities here that are putting money in her pocket. Through Comerica Bank and their standing as a client of Karen McDonald Bodman LLP law firm, Wells Fargo, California State Teachers Retirement System, New York State Teachers Retirement System, Royal Bank of Canada, Florida Retirement System, Key Bank, HSBC, Public Employees of Ohio, State of Tennessee, Treasury Department, Virginia Retirement System, Employees of Texas, Nationwide, Barclays, it goes on and on and on, and that's just a highlight of, I think, 30 pages of institutional holders. What is the state of Tennessee's Treasury Department doing buying stock in Comerica Bank, which Karen McDonald, guess what? I went over to the vaccine. Okay, so that's her biggest client, is that bank that's owned by Goldman Sachs, the Canadians, the Koreans, you know, every retirement system in the state almost. It just went, I couldn't write them all down. It'd take me all night to read the list. Once again, it's just like the list. Did that list sound suspiciously, because it is similar to the list of institutional holders of Correction Corporation of America, CCA, the concentration camp that's holding the Bundys tonight as we speak. Those, almost the same lineup. It started off with Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Invesco, Millennium, Ameriprise, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, Key Bank. All these key. Okay, almost the identical list. Okay, so these clients of hers, because if these institutional holders of her biggest client are also owning the prison. Look how intimately intertwined. It's not too many steps. It's like two times, once, maybe twice removed. And she's directly related to the prison that she's filling up with people from the bench. She's going to put this woman, Rebecca Bredo, in a jail that's most likely privately owned in some way or another, even if it's her sheriff's department running it, which is usually almost all sheriff's departments are privately incorporated entities. They're not public officers anymore. That's why they don't say sheriff's. They say sheriff's office. We got some background noise there. Chris or Gary, can you go on mute? Okay, oh, that's the caller bell. I forgot about that. Yep, I got you. We're going to Fred in Pennsylvania right now. Fred, what do you think about this list? And guess what? Just real quick before we go to Fred, when I went over to
I'm here.
Hold on one sec, Fred. When I went over to see who the biggest vaccine manufacturer was, Merck, guess what? Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Wellington, T. Rowe Price, Bank of New York Mellon, Northern Trust, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, 15 million shares. So do you see how these companies all, they all trace back to the same, it's the same pyramid. Go ahead, Fred.
Eric. All right.
What do you think about this?
Can you slow down a little bit, please, and tell everybody Oakland County, Michigan is what big city is near there?
I believe the woman lives in Dearborn.
Dearborn, Michigan. Okay. So, Michigan is very bureaucratic. I also find that Georgia is extremely bureaucratic. The highway patrol and checkpoints and things like that. And basically what's happening is if you go somewhere, if you settle in the state and you want to get a job with a government department, you're going to suffer too much as a result of the bureaucracy in that state. This is now in the Midwest. It's in the South, all this bureaucracy. It's not just the eastern cities. It's all over the country. It's in California. And we have now a bureaucracy, a tendency to bureaucracy that's going to shorten our lives. So what we have to do is practically, you know, become part of like a religious community, you know, like an Amish kind of a person, and then maybe you get exemption from this anti-constitutional government.
Well, good luck on that one.
I don't think you could do it alone. I don't think you can do
it.
It
has to be done right. That's what the purpose of this is, to try to bring people together in groups in large numbers under common knowledge of common law. And that way, because you're not going to be able to do it on your own. That's number one. Number two, as much as I'm a favor of the Amish, and it's a great idea to kind of get back to an organic lifestyle where you have a community of like-minded people, but don't be under any illusions that that's going to automatically exempt you. The New York Safe Act gun laws are going after Amish as we speak, refusing to allow the Amish to pass a gun along to their children when they die without that Amish person going through a NICS check to make sure they're not a convicted felon. The people have never had any contact with the Antichrist system other than to spit on it, and rightfully so, because they're attempting to have a righteous way of life. And they're not perfect, but they're a lot more perfect than
Eric, in most
cases. They adhere to the word, and they live a simple organic lifestyle, but they're being taxed on their property, and their firearms are being confiscated if they don't comply with the state statute.
Eric, I want to say that when you went into all that corporate ownership, it scared me for a minute because, anyone who is now appointed a judge, Trump's FBI director, is completely corporate. I mean, there's not an atom of interest in individual rights in Sessions or in this FBI director. You're talking about like a river of appointees that are just sweeping Trump along.
I would even go farther than that. Not only are they not interested in rights, they are interested in less rights. They're actually working as the enemy. They're not just trying to fix things and getting, going to reverse what Obama did and all this stuff. They're taking this globalist agenda forward. They're all globalists.
Look what Sessions did with
the director of the FBI, the director of the CIA, Pompeo. Listen to how he did the artful dance with Rex Tillerson at the confirmation hearing and walked Tillerson right into his comments 3 times in 2 minutes about the new global world order that Russia needs to find its place in. And why do you think we're having all this controversy over Russia right now? They're trying to... Tillerson's part of the enemy, just like all the people around Trump.
You've got a complete emphasis on power. They don't want to devolve power. They want to concentrate it. Even though Trump says these things from time to time about devolution of power, but I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening. I see a great increase in stratification of wealth and power. That's what I see. What do you see?
Yep, same thing, Fred. Hey, thanks for the call, Fred. I want to bring in Chris here now.
Okay.
Keep in touch, Fred. Appreciate the input. You're exactly right on that. I agree with all your points. It's a stratification of the wealth. That's a great way to put it. We're becoming like India, where it has a two-class society, the very wealthy and the very poor. The middle class is being destroyed. All the small businesses are being boarded up and sold, and properties are for sale. And either a multinational corporation comes in, or it's the business stays empty and just it seems to go back to the county, and they try to figure out what they're going to do with a boarded-up old town. I mean, eventually, the gravy train's going to run dry. I think these county and local politicians, the ones that cut the sweetheart deals to put the UN Agenda 21 program through, to put the ICLEI project into effect, with all the UN Agenda 2030, the Yukon to Yosemite corridor, the Erie Canal National Heritage corridor, and all the edicts and dictates that go along with it, they're being told that they're going to have a piece of the pie, and there's not going to be much pie left. You know, I think they're planning on selling us out to, you know, bringing as many Chinese as possible, people from foreign lands, and just basically through attrition to try to degrade what this country was, which was a decent, you know, free republic with some semblance of freedom. We lost it all along the way at different points in history, but, you know, it was good when way back when, and things have just progressively gotten worse, unfortunately. So we're trying to resurrect the republic here, buy local, fix local, jury nullification, so you can nullify all these laws that come out of the legislature, and the power of the courts, and the power of the police can all be done with one fell swoop, jury nullification. It's great. It's very low risk and very high return to go out, pass out some jury nullification flyers. Get down to your county courthouse. I know some of you have been postponing it and procrastinating it. Do it. It'll be very liberating. You'll meet some interesting people. You'll get some real knowledge in the hands of your members of your town or county. And then if you ever have to go up in front of that witch's court, one of those people that you get that nullification flyer passed out to may very well be sitting on your jury pool. I've seen some interesting people pop up in different places and jury pools, and it was kind of divine intervention that certain people wound up in jury pools that were able to do the right thing and exercise jury nullification and hang the jury based on a bogus unconstitutional statute. And boy, how many of unconstitutional statutes are there? Hundreds of thousands, millions probably, if you add them up all local, nationwide. So, Chris, come on into the conversation. I don't want to take up the whole night, but what do you think about those corporate connections? Keep in mind, Goldman Sachs owns 15 million plus. The exact number is 15,733,018 shares. That's about 15 and a little over 15 and a half million shares of the vaccine manufacturer. And Goldman Sachs is also owns over a million shares of the judge's biggest client, Comerica Bank. So it sounds to me like she's got a direct financial stake in pleasing her client, her banker client that's owned by Goldman Sachs. That Goldman Sachs, who owns her biggest client, also owns the vaccine company. What do you think she's going to do? She's going to lock people up for not taking that. I think the attorneys in this, or the woman on her own, should file papers to have this judge recuse herself due to her direct contact with the company Merck, the company that makes the vaccines that she's pushing from her position as a circuit court witch in Oakland County, Michigan. Right back after this break, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We'll hear from Chris right after this break. Thanks for staying with us on the RBN Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer, like we love our freedom. Oh, yeah, so I forgot to get to the punchline here. As I'm going through, I'll say, so we got Judge, and isn't this sad that I'm the only one who's willing to reveal the witch's name? Judge Karen McDonald of Oakland County, Michigan. Is it, the court's not issuing any order at all. I cannot believe how many, think about this. 100% of the reporters, 99.999, other than myself, the other 99, the 0.0001, and 99.999% of the reporters were too much of a gutless coward to even tell you the name of the judge, the most important thing. This is one of the most important rulings, among others, that are going on right now around the country. This is in the top couple of dozen. This is hugely important. This is right up there with the Bundys and Tom LaCavara and all these other really big cases that are going to be precedent-setting for patriotic defensive stances against an out-of-control, tyrannical, corporate-owned government. So isn't that sad that none of these other corporate entities, not even none of Alex Jones's people didn't report her name. The Oakland County Court issued an order for a woman to be arrested. The Oakland County Court. What are they talking about? They can't, court can't do anything without Karen McDonald's hand, foot, mouth, and mind. She's the one who's doing it. So Judge Karen McDonald is issuing the order. Oh, yeah. And so as I'm going over looking, just I picked 5 vaccine manufacturers. I'm going to look at the other ones throughout the week. I picked Merck, Pfizer, Novartis, Emergent, and GlaxoSmithKline. They're kind of like some of the biggest players. And so I started off with Merck, and of course I'm looking at Merck, and it says, you know, the institutional holders of Merck, the owners of Merck, you know, because this is a publicly held company, and that doesn't mean public, that means private, but anybody can grab it if they got enough money. So it's Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, and I went over to Judge Karen McDonald's law firm, and their biggest client, Comerica Bank, and they're owned by Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street Management. The top 3, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street Management are the top 3 owners of both the vaccine manufacturer Merck and Judge McDonald's biggest client, Comerica Bank. And as I went down, and I said, they got to be in here. And I went down Merck's institutional holders, and I'm going on, and Deutsche Bank and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and the Royal Bank of Canada and all the public retirement funds. And there it was. Comerica Bank owns 1,430,737 shares of Merck, the company that makes the vaccine. So right there, there's your direct connection. Judge Karen McDonald's law firm, their biggest client, Comerica Bank, that's her law firm's biggest client, owns 1.4 million shares of Merck, the vaccine company. Once again, her biggest client as a private attorney owns almost one and a half million shares of the company that whose vaccine she's pushing from her position as a family court judge. That's not a huge leap. We're not talking about going through all these different international channels and banking establishments and international entities and super secret agents that still work for the government and all this other garbage. This is pretty direct. Judge McDonald's biggest client, Comerica Bank, owns 1.5 million shares of the company who makes the vaccines, Merck. And anybody can understand that. That's not rocket science. Sometimes these little investigations through the financial market are a little complex. You can't keep track of them. I don't think that's too complex at all. Her biggest client owns 1.5 million shares of Merck, the vaccine manufacturer, and now she's sitting as a judge pushing vaccines on people at gunpoint. Because if she doesn't show up to go to jail, the state police will most likely come get her. You got to prevent that. So I'm going to give out Karen McDonald's phone number after this break, and we'll hear from Chris as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to get to, Rhonda wants a few more comments, so we'll get back to Rhonda here in a minute. Just hang tight, Rhonda. I want to hear from Chris first. But, Chris, what do you think about all this corporate cross-web ownership with the judge who's using her position to incarcerate in the witch's prison a woman who simply wants to spread her vaccinations out on her 9-year-old son, this judge pushing the vaccinations at the point of a gun, at the point of the prison, because she'll be arrested if she doesn't show up on her prison day. So it's at the point of a gun. They'll come get her with guns if she doesn't comply with the order to go to prison. So what do you think about this judge using her position to push the vaccines at the point of a gun onto free Americans when her largest client, Comerica Bank, owns 1.5 million shares of Merck, the company who makes the vaccine?
It seems to me, Eric, that this so-called self-deemed honorable judge, who is obviously dishonorable to the max, should be removed from the bench for conflicts of interest that are so extreme that there is no appearance of fairness or justice or neutrality in her court whatsoever, because she's obviously maximally biased and financially and fiduciary and otherwise self-interested in the outcome of every case she's ruling on. Additionally, I wonder where she got her medical license to practice medicine from the bench without a license. And I would put, using their terms, vaccinations, because they're not vaccinations. They don't cure anything. They don't prevent anything. They're injections for infection, death, and murder. That's what they are. They're trying to kill people.
That's a good point. They are vaccination. Let's not give the enemy, because you know I'm big on that. You know, we don't want to give the enemy the language. They're forced medications that have proven to be highly toxic and with extreme side effects that are become worse than the actual disease that they're claiming to prevent. So it's very sad that this. I mean, Chris, you're right. You want to talk about a direct fiduciary conflict of interest. I mean, this woman's largest client owns 1.5 million shares of the company whose vaccine she's pushing from the bench. Yikes. I mean, that's just, and the same players, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, that own her biggest client, Comerica Bank, also own Correction Corporation of America, that's locking up all the Patriots. I mean, this web is just, you know, and you're not going to hear this from other broadcasts, because I know there's certain broadcasts out there. There's one that's pushing a corporate sponsor. That's, when you look it up on the NASDAQ to see who their owner is, the same players who own the Correction Corporation of America, the Comerica Bank, the Merck Vaccine Company, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Canada, public retirement system of every state in the union. It's insidious what's going on. They've got all these judges, and I can almost guarantee that as I read through it, it's so many pages, it was taking me forever. But I think I'll bet you if I go deep enough into the Merck institutional holdings, you will see the Michigan employees retirement system. I know I saw that on all the other, all the other corporations like Correction Corporation of America that's holding the Bundys and some of the others, and their name was everywhere. So I would expect to see the Michigan in public employees retirement system invested in Merck, Pfizer, Glaxo, at least one, if not multiple, and I will look into the full. I mean, Merck had 2,000 just institutional holders. It went on for like 100 pages on the internet with maybe 15 or 20 corporations and investment firms per page. So as I'm reading down, I mean, it takes time to get through a page and make notes of who's on there and who they're connected to. But it's, suffice it to say, it's almost the identical list to every corporation that you go to, which puts them all in a unified front. So until we address the corporatism and the interconnectivity, I mean, other broadcasters are pushing the fact that, well, it's great, the stock market's up to 20 million. Woohoo! That's not woohoo. That's really bad, because what's happening is these really evil corporate entities are having their profit furthered at our expense, at the expense of Clive and Bundy, at the expense of Tom Lacovara, at the expense of the nurse who got arrested and taken to a private prison facility in Utah at the hospital, at the expense of Rebecca Bretto, who's trying to refuse vaccinations in Oakland County, Michigan. So we're very sadly, Eric the Freedom Screamer is the less than 1%. Who's reporting, the only one I could find, because someone call and correct me if I'm wrong, if you've heard somebody else disclose this judge's name. I don't know what has gone into people's minds or what has gone out of people's minds that they cannot have enough guts and enough backbone. And it's just enough, let's just call it reporter integrity, to give the name of the judge who's doing this. You can't just say the Oakland County Court's issuing an order. It's a building. It's an empty entity. There's nobody there unless Karen McDonald and all these other witches show up. And it's her in this case. I checked. I found the guy's name, James Horn, is the idiot husband who decided he was going to take it into the witch's court. We will, and we'll get justice there. And the old witch is going to come through. And great, he's going to have his own kid killed on a nine-way vaccine all at once into the poor boy's arm. And the mother's just saying, no, no, I want to spread them out. She's not even saying no vaccines. I'd be saying no vaccines. She's just saying, can we spread it out? Isn't that absurd, Chris, that they won't even give her a little time to spread out the vaccine schedule? I mean, you want to talk about the witches really being stupid and suicidal. They're just bit off way more than they could chew with this, because this is going to show you how corrupt the situation is, and all your other broadcasters out there on the other networks who are refusing to talk about this corporate ownership and how deep it goes, and it all goes to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs owns 15 million shares of Merck, and they got six people in the Treasury Department. Doesn't that make you feel better, Chris?
Here's two questions. One, is that this guy's real son? And two, does he have a big fat insurance policy on the boy?
Be better, because if the kid winds up getting severely ill or some inflammatory disease or something that stays with him for life, you know, temporary.
I'm saying, if he's got a death policy that pays off big, maybe double indemnity, if he sends him to the doctor, fills him up with these injections for infections and kills him, has plausible deniability because the doctor did it, then he collects doubly on the insurance policy.
You never know. It could perhaps. I wouldn't put it. The guy is such a stupid, evil idiot taking us into the witch's court. at his boy's expense. And he made it clear it wasn't even really based on this issue. It was like it was the fact that she was not complying with a whole bunch of other court orders too that had to do with their custody or something like that. He wasn't getting the weekends that he wanted to with the boy or something, and other axes to grind. And they made it clear in some of the other broadcasts that it was not really the vaccines that he was worried about. He was worried. The husband was worried about. Oh, he must work for the government. He was worried about a general pattern of disobedience with witches court directives that were coming down to his ex-wife. I mean, what a dink. I'm sure he probably works for the government or some corporation that relies on government contracts. I'll bet you $50. With that, we'll bring back in Rhonda. Rhonda, did you have another comment or two?
Yeah, hey, I have a couple more comments. Chris, that was brilliant. Your comment on does he have a life insurance policy, that was brilliant because I didn't think of that, but I do watch ID Discovery all the time. That's the only true news you're going to get is ID Discovery, but we don't want him to be on that channel, the child that's going to get vaccinated here. But Eric, I want to say, I think there's a spiritual and psychological question here. My question is, does that judge, okay, here's the thing. First of all, we don't know if she's a believer in God or not, okay? Psychologically, is she being manipulated? But if she is a believer in God, there's a special place in hell for her. Just saying. But psychologically, if she's being manipulated for money, look, we're here for a brief time on Earth, and all the money you can earn is not, you know, worth a bribe, in my opinion, to stand before God and say, yeah, I took the bribe. What are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eric? Yeah. So.
Yes, I do.
So
yeah.
It's sad because, you know, these people who take these bribes and say, okay, let's just say that this Lynn Judge or whatever, I don't know her name, Lynn, you know, she has promised a special place in the New World Order, as that's, we know where that's going. But we also know that the New World Order, they need tools to, you know, forward their agenda. So we know, watching movies, what the outcome is in that one, is they have a tool, and they use a tool, and the tool is killed. Does that make, you know what I'm saying? Eric?
Yep.
They use the tool, and the tool is disposable. Right? And then where is she? She's in hell. Because she had no morals.
That's going to be her choice to make. We can't repent for her.
It's very sad, though. That's what I hate about movies. It's very sad, because
I wish everybody would repent. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead and what?
Did you have something? I thought you had something to interject. It sounded like you wanted to say something.
I just wanted to say that people are used as tools in the New World Agenda. As we know, we've seen them wash up on the beaches. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Eric?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe they've been used as tools, or they've outed an agenda, and they're victimized. They're found in Fort Marcy Park with two bullets to their head. It's suicide.
Well, you know, she got. Yep, I hear you. All right, Rhonda, thanks for the call. Check in with us later in the week. We appreciate it. Yep, thank you. So
bye.
You know, I'm more worried about the 9-year-old boy who's going to be poisoned by this woman and her corporate handlers. And I do appreciate Rhonda's concern for the Wicked Witch, and we got to treat our enemy with compassion to a certain degree, but realize they still are the enemy. They're going to victimize this young child who's 9 years old. His body doesn't need to handle an onslaught of 9 different antigens, adjuvants, the dozens of things that are in each one of those 9 doses. I mean, it's absurd. It's just ridiculous. And let's just forget about the argument. It's not up to us to decide whether Miss Rebecca Bredo's 9-year-old boy gets vaccinated. It's not our decision. It's not the witch's court decision. It's the decision of the the mom. She's got full-time custody. The idiot dad is out of the picture. He's just coming back in to I guess, make the boy's life miserable with all these bizarre injections. What does he think? They're healthy? I mean, is he really? I think he's really just doing it out of other issues. And this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. He doesn't like her defying the witch's court orders. Probably all of them are unlawful and unduly burdensome. It wouldn't surprise me a bit, because once a woman like her would, Miss Rebecca would start making a stand, of course, they start to persecute you on all different levels as well. So, she's suffering for her stand for freedom. And this is a fundamental freedom to have your children be belong to you and not the state belong, so to speak, as the caretaker entity, the person who was born and raised that child until they're old enough to make their own decisions on whether they want to fill their arm full of disgusting poison. And this witch is really evil, this Karen McDonald, and I'm going to give out her phone number right now. So get your pens and papers out, folks. I would call this is her chambers. When I called during the day, the line was busy all day. I'm sure they're getting flooded, but I want everybody to call. Ask them for their email address, okay? Be professional and be pleasant, but be firm, and you'd like the email address for the judge. And Karen McDonald is her name, KarenMcDonald, like it sounds, McDonald, Karen McDonald. And if you call 248-858-0340, I'd like everybody to make this call, 248-858-0340. I tried myself today, so I'm not asking anybody to do anything I won't do myself. I do, believe me, I'm the first person to start contacting these people in the Vickers as well. The line was busy all day, so I would encourage, and I don't think the machine takes messages, so just try throughout the day and ask them their email and email the judge so she knows that we know, and that having people call from outside her jurisdiction actually makes it more of an impact than people calling from her own community. She figures the locals will hear about this. They don't figure people from all around the country will be flooding with phone calls and emails. So your voice and your email is important. And just be professional and obviously don't do anything stupid like threaten the judge. We're not in this to be idiots and commit, destroy our own movement. So we want to be professional, but we want to remind her that we know that her largest client, Comerica Bank, is a 1,430,000 share owner of the company whose vaccine she's pushing. And just send her, go online and type in Comerica. Okay, Comerica is her law firm's biggest client. It's called Comerica Bank, C-O-M-E-R-I-C-A, Comerica, the nation's largest commercial bank. I had never really even heard of it. I mean, I've seen it on, listed on as a publicly traded company, but the commercial bank, this is the really big boys bank. This is what all the commercial entities use for their transactions. They don't have stupid little savings accounts like us schmucks out here in the hinterland. So just go online, type in Comerica, NASDAQ, NASDAQ, and it'll go right to their NASDAQ full bulletin board there on the site. If you look over on the left, right down at the bottom, it says institutional holdings. It'll say charts and this and prospectus for the future and, this and that. And then it'll say right at the, like one up from the bottom over on the far left on Comerica NASDAQ is it'll say institutional holdings. And just click on that and just go down. I think it's page 7 or 8 as Comerica, there it is. Let me adjust that. Go to Merck, NASDAQ, M-E-R-C-K, that's the vaccine company, and then go to page 7 or 8, and you'll see Comerica Bank as a multi-million shareholder of that. Okay, so once again, we're pointing out the fact that we know that she, as a judge, is pushing vaccines when her largest client from her attorney's law firm is a shareholder of the vaccine company. So once again, go to Merck NASDAQ, M-E-R-C-K NASDAQ, and type in, and then go to page, click on institutional holdings, and then I think it's some page or somewhere around the 7th or the 8th page, I think down toward the bottom, on page 7 or 8, you'll see it. Might be page 9, somewhere in there. Between page 5 and 10, you'll see Comerica Bank, and that's Judge McDonald's largest client at her private practice law firm, Bodman LLP. So there's your dots. She's directly connected to Merck through her client, Comerica Bank. And then if you type in Comerica NASDAQ, you'll see it's Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. So all her biggest clients owned by foreign entities. What's she doing serving, her biggest clients owned by the Germans and the Japanese and the Koreans. And I love the German and Japanese and Korean people, but their governments are going to be globalist, cutthroats, just like our globalist government people. And so we don't want either one of them running our lives. Buy local, fix local. Get your jury nullification flyers out. Start getting to unincorporate your county and revise your county charter so it doesn't include absurd things like unlimited legal services contracts for the local lawyers and all the stuff like that, like we have up here in Monroe County. But so I want to encourage people, you can get your jury nullification flyer at courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroom, C-O-U-R-T-R-O-O-M, watch, W-A-T-C-H, courtroomwatch.org or .com. Either one will get you there. There's a jury nullification flyer. It says, copy this before they block it again. The guy got blocked when I was on Hagman & Hagman. Not by the Hagmans, but by an external entity that took the jury nullification flyer to a 404 error right when I was in the middle of the broadcast telling people to go there and download it. So I had to read it on air, and it was became, of course, people want to see what the stir is all about when they drop it. So the stupid idiot corporate government intelligence agencies only do us a favor when they start attracting attention to us by dumping our calls, interrupting communication, dropping stuff off the internet. I mean, it just shows you that we're right on track. We're not off track. We're right on track, or they wouldn't be so worried about shutting us up or shutting me up as best they can. But we get through what we can here on the RBN Network. Monday night, thanks for joining us. We got a couple of minutes left, so just a recap. Was there anything I wanted to recap for the night? I wanted to remind people, I gave you the judge's phone number. It's 248-858-0340. Once again, this is the number for Judge Karen McDonald, and she needs to hear from us. This is really sad that we're the only broadcaster who's discussing her name. And we're not saying go out and do her harm or do it, do anything, violent or radical. We're just saying call her and point out that the entire country, at least the RBN listeners, the most hip listeners in the country, the ones with the most knowledge and the best activism, that we can see that she's directly related to Merck, the company that makes the vaccines, through her big client there, Comerica Bank. I mean, it's real simple. And send her the page. Print it out. Go to Merck NASDAQ. Find the Comerica Bank ownership, 1.430 million shares, and then send a copy of that via email to Judge Karen McDonald. She'll have
about
it online.
The State Ethics Commission?
I send it to the State Ethics Commission as well. Send it to the local press and shame them. If they get 1,000 emails from our listeners saying, hey, look at this here. Merck, the vaccine company, is owned by the judge's largest client, Comerica Bank. How is that not a conflict of interest? She's directly, it's no more than a conflict of interest. It's RICO. It's racketeering and conspiracy. She's conspiring to push a company that her biggest client owns through her position on the bench and do it at the point of force with the gun, with the needle. I mean, the most horrible situation here. It's just absolutely god-awful. And there she is. Comerica Bank owns Merck. 1.4 million shares of it. That's not a small block of stock. That's a big block of stock that her big client, Comerica Bank, has in the vaccine company, Merck. And then, so there she is. And I'll bet you if I dig a little deeper tomorrow, which I will, I'll bet you money that the dollars to donuts that the Michigan public employees system that Judge McDonald is invested in, because as a Michigan judge, she's a Michigan public employee, and her pension is most likely invested in one of the 162 companies that make vaccines worldwide. You should see the list. I picked the five biggest ones, Merck, Pfizer, Baxter, Glaxo, SmithKline, Novartis, and Emergent, which are just some of the big names, some of the bigger players, but there's over 150 others besides them. I'll read off a few names tomorrow. And I guarantee as I go on the NASDAQ to find out Pfizer and Novartis and Emergent, just like Merck, you're going to find Comerica Bank, Judge McDonald's largest client, and you most likely find the Michigan Employees Retirement System invested in those vaccine companies. I mean, that's just the most absolute direct conflict of interest. She's going to retire on a pension that's going to get bigger if she pushes more vaccines from her position as a judge. Oy, this is just gross. So call and ask for their email and send her a reminder that we all know that she is directly corporately related financially and economically, materially, to the vaccine industry through her client Comerica Bank and her position as a public employee of the state of Michigan. Once again, 248-858-0340. It's important that we give Judge Karen McDonald the spotlight here. Let's make her, she wants to do the wrong thing. Let's point it out that we can see that that's what she's doing. I mean, can you imagine this? She's going to force a 9-year-old boy to take 9 vaccines in one shot when the mother's just saying, no, please spread them out. And the judge's client in her law firm owns the vaccine company, 1.5 million shares of it. 1,430,000 and change is how many shares Comerica, her client Comerica, owns of Merck. And that's just of Merck. Wait till we open up Pfizer and Emergent and Novartis and GlaxoSmithKline. You're going to find the same investment. She's making so much money directly off the vaccines that she's pushing from her position as the judge. That is outrageous. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks to Gary and Chris. Thanks to our caller. See you again tomorrow night. We'll follow up on this. I encourage you to do your own investigation. Be professional about it, but overturn a few stones and you'll be fascinated by what you find. We'll do this all again tomorrow night. It's Eric, the Freedom Streamer on the RBN Network. Thanks, Mike, on the board for putting this together. Thanks, John Miller, Mike Herzog, and let's pray for Tom Acabara. He'll be out after the 18th. Hang in there. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.